Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everybody, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are excited and thank God for you tuning in tonight. God is good, and he's not good some of the time, but he's good all the time and every time, praise God. So we just welcome his presence here tonight. Hallelujah. We give God praise for you and especially you for tuning in, praise God. We're going to go ahead and usher the presence of God in tonight with a song of praise that I'm sure many of you are familiar with, and that's none other than Hezekiah Walker declaring that every praise belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Come on, everybody. our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, give him praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship.
Praise God, praise God. Yes, every praise indeed belongs to our God. Has our God been good to you tonight? He's been so, so good to me. And I just give him the praise. And I know if you are a child of God, oh, yes, he has been so, so good to you too. Praise God. We just thank God again for his presence. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of with our prayer from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And then we're going to introduce our minister of the evening, who is no stranger, praise God, to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. And that's none other than the anointed woman of God, Elder Maddie Green, of Greenville, North Carolina. She's an elder at Joe's Branch Church there, praise God. And we just thank God for her as the Holy Spirit has laid a word on her heart that she will be sharing with you tonight. But before we go to and let her grace the mic, we're going to have a prayer by Jasper, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your offering your goodness, Father, for your mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace to endure forever, Lord. Just have your way on today, Father, Lord. Bless the people of God through the woman of God, Lord. Lord, anoint her afresh on tonight, Father, Lord. Bless her to bring forth your power, your might, and your word. We have strength, Lord, with joyfulness, Lord, with peace of mind, Lord, with strength of our hearts, Father, Lord. And pray that we take it, be attentive to the woman of God on tonight, Father, Lord. That we know that increase our faith, Lord, because our faith increased by hearing the word of God on tonight, Father, Lord. Let our hearing be increased on tonight, Lord. Increase our faith in God, in the word of God. Go forth, Lord, and throughout the hearts and the minds of the people on today, Father, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. We praise you. We thank you. Glorify your name. What's already done, what's about to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We give God all the glory. And as I shared with you again, we have a powerful woman in the house tonight.
Amen.
In praise God. In the voice of Elder Maddie Green. Elder Green, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Well, we thank God for you tonight, and we just give God praise for all that he's doing in your life. Thank you for coming and joining us and gracing our microphone tonight, bringing forth the word to our Seasons of Purpose listening audience. We are going to turn the microphone over to you, praise God. Allow God to use you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go right ahead, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you, dear God. Dear God, let Maddie decrease and let you increase.
Yes,
Lord Jesus,
yes,
bless this word for the hearers. And Lord Jesus, bless all the souls that's out in the ministry. And bless New Season Minister and Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. And we will give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My text I'll be coming from Psalms 25, beginning at the first verse. Beginning at the first verse of Psalms 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the days. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. And I will go down to verse 11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. My subject is praying with a purpose. Prayer is an intimate relationship and fellowship whereby a person and believers communicate to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Purpose is something that one hopes or intends to accomplish. In John 14 and 6 verse, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. See, the way leads us in the path to the Father by Jesus. The truth expressed all the reality that's in the promises of God. And life represents Jesus' connection to our life by his divine nature of being the sacrificial offering to God for the penalties of our sins. See, through prayer, we can communicate to God by praising, worshiping, confessing, thanking, and making our requests known to him daily. There are other connections in the aspect of prayer when we are making a request, such as fasting and listening to God. When we pray in submission, we are acknowledging our helpless state, that God has the power to bring these things to pass and not us. When a believer depends upon God, we are inviting him as a solution because God is the source of our strength, life, and being. In Acts, the 17th chapter and 28th verse, it says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own port have said, for we are also his offspring. This verse was letting us know that God is a sovereign God and that he is in control, and through him, his spirit is kneeling and dwelling within the believer as a personal relationship. So why don't we let him, the creator of the universe and the almighty, rule in our life as we surrender to him? This is the reason why prayer shouldn't be the last resort on our to-do list, but the first thing in our life. See, God wants us to have a desire for his love and grace and mercy in our hearts and in our lives. Even though in our lives we have many responsibilities to complete, but there are some areas where we might put objects, possession, or people or a person first more than we do God. But the Lord wants us to put him first as our priority. See, the Lord wants us to take the time to do these things. And you know why? Because he was the one that made time. So why don't we take the time to pray as we honor him for who he is? In Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, thou shalt not have no other God before me. See, we must remember whatever thing, person, or object that we put first in our life is a little God. But to see, our chief desire should be not to have more power or be more popular or be more greedy for money, but we should devote our time more to God. For when we realize our mistake and change our focus to the Lord by asking him for forgiveness, and then reconstruct our priorities so that God is the first place in our life, and make sure each day and night that we examine ourselves to stay in the path by acknowledging God is first, and it's he that did it all for us. See, when we pray and thank him for the blessing, like waking up in the morning, able to move and breathe, and for life itself, regardless of the circumstances that's going on in our life. When we make our request known to God in prayer about whatever we need or how the children are behaving or concerns about our surroundings, or it's about that we need help with our relationship, or it's our help or sickness in a family or sickness in someone that cares for somebody else, we got to remember that he is the creator of heaven and earth in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. He is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that said in Revelation, the first chapter, mm-hmm. 8 verse, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. See, these two words, Alpha and Omega, are the first and last letter of the alphabet in the Greek language. The title acknowledges God the Father and God the Son. See, in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, that his servant named James will come and write about the revelation. And within Revelation, the first chapter and first verse, he is the Redeemer and the final judge of all things. See, by understanding this, without him, we have nothing. And we can't change nothing in our life. We can't even save ourselves from sin. We don't have nothing, and we don't even have eternal life without him. So why not honor the first one who knows and made and created the beginning and the ending? He knew you on your birthday, and he'll know you on the last day when you're on this earth. He exists, everything that exists, God made it. He even has the wisdom and power. So why don't we pray with a purpose? See, the Lord can give us peace when we bring our concern to him to find direction and wisdom that he can provide. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, the 6th and 7th verses says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When we come to the Lord in prayer, by faith, we can give to him all our concerns and burdens. See, faith is one of the principles required for a true prayer. See, the Apostle Paul was teaching believers in the church that we should know that sometimes we will have worries. We will have problems on the jobs and in the homes and in the church. And we may hear about everything that's going on bad in the world. But we need to turn around and turn this over to God. Turn all the worry to God in prayer and let him fight the situation. See, as we pray and begin to thank God for the little things and give him glory for all things. See, as we release a change of worry and burden begin to break its hold on our hearts and on our mind. See, the Spirit of God will bring his peace in our mind and heart because we are seeking him for direction and guidance. See, in verse 7 it says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, when we are believing and trusting him in faith, there is no doubt in our heart that he is God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, he knows already what's going on in our lives, and he's looking down on us and listening for us to trust him as we pray. See, a songwriter named Annie Sherwood Hawk wrote this song, and Dr. Robert S. Laurie, accomplished composer, wrote the music to her words, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. See, when we draw closer to God, he will draw closer to us. See, the Almighty God is an all-knowing. He knows the past, the present, and the future. He's all-powerful. He has all the power to do all things and to draw all things that is and can be. He's all seeing, meaning that everything, everywhere is in the presence of God. He's observed the outward deeds and the inward thoughts of the men and women in this world. See, in Psalm 25, David was praying with a purpose to God. David's name means beloved or favored. David was the son of Jesse, Uzzah, Benjamite. He was a shepherd. He was skilled in playing the harp for King Saul when he got restless because of an evil spirit. David was a man of war. He was prudent in matters, mighty valiant man, a comely person, and the Lord was with him in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. And he became King Saul's arm bearers in 1 Samuel 16th chapter and the 21st verse. See, David was the first king to unite Judah and Israel as one kingdom, and he was the second king of Israel. See, David received a promise of a royal line of the Messiah. See, in Acts, the 13th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd verse, it says, and when he has removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. Of this man's seed had God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Because of King Saul's disobedience, God sought another king. A divine choice was made when Samuel anointed David as king, a man fit for God's purpose. That David's character was divine, and his conduct was under a divine direction. See, God made a divine royal covenant with him and his seed forever in 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. Even though that all of this was organized and he had a divine resume of slaying a Goliath, the Philistine giant warrior, he was Jonathan, Saul's son, closest friend. David was a great godly leader. He was human by the closest friend, but even though his human nature caught the lustful eye of Bathsheba and had her husband killed in the line of duty. But God taught David, you have to pay for having a husband killed, and that you got to pay the consequences for sin. But David turned around, became godly sorrow, and repented because of the prophet Nathan prophesied to him of his secret deed in 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 25th verse. See, David had to run for his life from King Saul's traveling and fight against many enemies in his life before and after being crowned as king. So David had a life of praying with a purpose and praying God for who he is. See, there are 3 points in this prayer in Psalms 25. Defense, guidance, and pardon, along with some principles. In verse 1, David is lifting up his soul to God in worship. Praying is the climbing of a spiritual connection of our soul to God. In verse 2, David is depending on God's help. In his prayer, David had the confidence in the Lord. Don't let me be shaken with fear, but stand strong in faith of who you are. See, the first point is defense. David was asking God, don't let my enemies overtake me, because they are against the righteousness of God and everything he stands for. This is how a believer can pray with purpose, by believing and trusting in God to fight the battle against the enemy who has boasted himself that they are stronger than God. See, the enemy don't think that we serve a living God, the Almighty God, Jehovah Nissi, who will come to our rescue when we call on him. But in verse 3, all of those who believe and trust in him, while they wait, don't let them be discouraged, David prayed. He prayed for his enemy not to succeed in anything, and that way that our faith will not fail in God. For this says in Psalm 68, verse 1 and 2, let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As the smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax is melt before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. This is a scripture prayer of Moses, quoted by David, who repeat this time after time. He prayed against all of God's enemies who are against the kingdom of God, and we can do the same. See, David prayed for the glory of God to arise and confuse the enemy by bringing judgment upon them. See, David was praying with a purpose. See, in the verse 4 and 5, David was praying for guidance, which is the second point, to show that, to prove his leadership. He was asking God for wisdom, courage, and understanding in his commandments and in the word of God so he can walk down the path of righteousness. See, David, as king, wanted to stay under the covenant of God's faithfulness and his steadfast love, justice, redemption, mercy, and truth. And don't you know a believer should want God to do the same thing in their life? We should have a rich prayer filled with purpose. See, there's not a time that we think that we can go on our own and do our own thing. But when trouble arises and the enemy comes to attack us, then we want to go to God in prayer and ask him to do this and that for us instead of us putting prayer first so that God can be already fighting for us. But in verse 6 and 7, it says, David prayed for God's mercy and goodness. See, God's love and compassion on his anointed and on his people. He will come to our rescue because we are his. See, David is asking God, don't remember his rebellion. Don't you know all of us got a past? Don't you know that all of us got a sin? Don't you know all of us sometimes didn't do something right? But we can go to God and ask him for forgiveness. For in Daniel, the 9th chapter and the 9th verse, it says, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. See, Daniel was a prophet who prayed with purpose by fasting and confessing his sins and pleading for God's forgiveness. See, Daniel prayed with complete openness and complete surrender to God's will. He listened to see what God would say to him. And that's what we should do. We should listen to what God is getting ready to say to us. But we got to surrender completely to God in prayer and pour our hearts out by trusting and believing in his word. See, David knew and understood that you can't hide anything from God. See, some people can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool God any of the time. For it says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and 13th verse, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. For God sees all that we do and all that we think. He is there. Even when we are unaware of his presence, he is still there. Because in verse 11, David was asking for the Lord to pardon his iniquity. And that's the last point. See, David recognized his sin against the righteous and holy God. See, this was a personal plea to God. And it was in his namesake. That means that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When a person is blinded by rage, lust of eyes, or lust of the flesh, or thinking that everything that they do is right. See, there's a just God that will cause us to look in the mirror and find out we are lost and heading for destruction. See, we serve a God that's a God of mercy and grace that sends his loving kindness and goodness to lead us in the way of righteousness. When we pray with a purpose to God, with a sincere heart, he will listen and hear our humble cry. The Lord will pardon our sins and our iniquity. When we pray honestly and go directly to him for our forgiveness, he is able to save, deliver, sustain, and empower us to stand in a time of disappointment, grief, trouble, and fear. As the believers surrender their life to Jesus Christ and ask him to save them from their sin and accept him as their personal Savior, God's love is so powerful, so unselfish, so pure, it will bring us into a right relationship where we are accepted into his beloved by his grace. Because it says in Ephesians, the first chapter, the 5th to the 7th verse, having predestinated us into the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. The Lord's love is infinite. We are joint heir with Christ. God's grace accepts us through Christ's sacrificial offering, and we receive favor of God. See, we can pray Amen. In the evening. We can pray in the noon. We can pray in the morning. It doesn't matter when we do it, but we ought to be faithful and committed to our love and service to him according to Psalm 55 and 17 verse. Let him be first place in our life, because the Lord who gave us breath in our body allows us to work on our job, bless us with strength and will, and give us peace in the midst of the storms of life. Praying with a purpose to the Lord Jesus, he will lead us and guide us in the way we should walk by faith and not by sight. He is our defense. When the enemy is attacking you and trying to destroy you, or bind you in a trap to deceive you or confuse our mind or injure our heart, the next time you make a grocery list, put his name first so you remember to pray. The next time you send your children to bed, remember to teach them to pray and pray with a purpose in their heart. If you are listening to disturbing things on TV, go in your room, close the door, and pray with a purpose for our community, our nations and leaders, our families and relationship, our churches, Amen. And for the sick, poor, and needy. Don't ever stop praying, but just pray more with a purpose in your heart. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
We thank God for Elder Mary Green for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. Praying with a purpose. Amen. Praying with a purpose. Thank God for the woman from throughout Old Testament and New Testament, the scripture of the Word of God. Pray without a purpose. And she expounded on the Word of God about how to seek prayer first. You're supposed to seek the things of God. Amen. And prayer is one of the mighty tools to you. At any time, we thank God for the woman of God to bring forth that word to make prayer on first on your list. Amen. Let be first on your list, and you know, let not your heart be troubled. Trust God, stand on His word. Draw nigh unto God, and He may draw nigh unto you. No matter what your circumstances, situation, wherever going on, sunshine, rain, heartache, and pain, where it's going in your life, seek God in prayer. That he will come and rescue you in your time of need. We thank God for the opportunity to hear the woman of God to increase our faith, amen, about the power of prayer, about praying with a purpose, amen, to connect with God in all things, in your spiritual soul, your spiritual walk with Christ, amen. Walk by faith and walk in prayer at all the time. We thank God for knowing how to pray, amen, be a prayer warrior for the things of God. And know how to pray for one another. Pray for your nation, your community, your family, your children, your husband, your wife. Pray for one another. Amen. Know how to have a heart of prayer at all times. Be a man or woman that seek God's face at any given time, morning, noon, or night. See the things of God. You know, at all times, go to God in prayer, and God will draw nigh unto you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word tonight. You know, I know that we as children of God, we know, first of all, that we should pray. But sometimes we just need a reminder, a refresher. And that's what Elder Green tonight, she brought forth a refresher course, praise God, on prayer. My Lord, a life of praying with purpose. You brought back David. And David, the word of God says, was a man after God's own heart.
Yes.
And he knew how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew to pray regardless of what the circumstances were. He prayed in favorable situations. He prayed in unfavorable situations.
Yeah.
Because David knew, just as Elder Green shared with us tonight, how to pray with purpose, and that prayer changes everything. Oh, it don't just change some things. Prayer changes everything,
yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And there is nothing like the power of prayer. Prayer is a powerful spiritual weapon of warfare. Oh, the enemy, and Elder Green talked a little bit about that. The enemy, he tries to cause you not to be able to pray. Oh, he knows. So he tries to do everything that he can do to keep you distracted, to keep you too busy, so you think to not to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But as Elder Green shared with us, we have to make God a priority. We have to be faithful. We have to be committed to him. We have to be able to take God and put him in first place. Oh, yes, you should start your day off, as you said,
amen,
with
amen.
Prayer.
Yes.
But before you, when you open your eyes, one of your first thoughts should be to pray and to thank God for a brand new day. Thank God for keeping you living and moving and having your being in him. Oh, my word, what, again, a powerful, powerful word that came forth tonight. She shared that prayer should not be the last thing. Oh, and that's we have and I know you all have heard this, people say this before. Well, I guess all I can do is pray. Well, guess what? That is what you need to do. That's the first thing you need to do, as Elder Green shared. The first thing we must do is pray, not just see prayer as something that once we've tried everything that we know how to do, then we pray. No, prayer should be our first order of priority, as the woman of God shared. The Lord, the God, and she shared with Deuteronomy 5:7. As God says, that thou shalt have no other God before me. You don't need to put anything before God, put anything before prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is communicating with our Heavenly Father. The Word of God tells us that men and women ought always to pray.
That's
always true. To pray. And exactly, that you pray without ceasing. And the woman of God, she reiterated, Not only should you pray always, not only should you pray without ceasing, but yes, you must pray with a purpose. Oh, yes, what a powerful, powerful word that went forth. And I pray that it resonated in the spirits and hearts of those that are tuned in tonight. We're going to go ahead and go to the lines and open the lines up tonight. We have some time left in the broadcast, so we would like to hear from you. Praise God.
I remember as a young man, I always used to see my mom. She always was a woman of prayer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would pray all the time, all the time. You see her just be in prayer, had a mind, a heart to pray. My mother, my grandfather, my grandmother, see all the other people that know how to pray. You know, get a pray to, a
amen.
Prayer to.
Amen.
You're from praying people. Amen. At any given time in their life, just from praying people. And
amen.
You know how to get a prayer through it all the time. I mean, in their life, prayer was first.
Mm-hmm.
It should be first in our lives as well.
Yes, yes.
They say, always say a prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open the lines up tonight. Is there one that would like to share in this discussion? We're talking tonight about praying with a purpose.
Amen.
Praying with a purpose.
Yes.
Is there one that would like to share in this discussion? Or if you have words of encouragement for the woman of God tonight. She brought forth a tremendous
Amen.
Word. Praise God.
Praise
God. Oh, yes, she did.
We need that word.
Yes, we do. We
Amen.
Need that reminder.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
All
praise
time.
God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Call. We're going to bring in your last four digits caller, 48 and Britt. Welcome.
Amen.
Go right ahead tonight.
Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord. I thank Elder Green for this powerful and rich word on prayer.
Amen.
It was very inspiring, and it is so essential in the life of the people of faith and every believer.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the point that God has the power to bring our petition or our prayer to pass. And that's what we as the people of God must understand. No matter what level we are in the school of prayer or faith, faith is the that which pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But if we have
right.
a childlike faith, if we have the faith of a child who has heard
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is the Savior,
Amen.
Even as we are more, as well as those who are more advanced, but he hears the faintest cry. Our Lord does. And no matter what the issue, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the test or the trial, God
mm-hmm.
is always greater. Our Lord is greater. And all we
yes,
have
he.
To do is hasten to the throne of grace. He's given
Amen.
Us by the precious blood of the Lamb to come boldly to his throne and bring
Amen.
The petition in faith, fully trusting, knowing that He is the greater one, and that
Amen.
The thing that we have petitioned him for, the thing that we are praying for, oh, all it takes is the prayer of a mustard seed, and God will move
That's-
for us as his people. We are his
Amen.
Sons, we are his daughters, and we must recognize who we are in Christ, and that
Amen.
He is the greater one over all things. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, even as
Amen.
Amen.
Family. He is the Father who loved us so much that he sent his Son for us. He's already given
mm-hmm.
us all things. But we thank
mm-hmm.
God for this this great lesson on prayer, and we need to embrace it, and we need to practice it. And
yeah.
We just thank you again, Elder Green. A fabulous word, powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton Britt, for
yes.
sharing those comments. Absolutely. Yes, as Elder Green shared, that faith is the principal requirement for prayer. And then as Minister Hilton shared, that we need to have just that childlike faith.
Amen.
Oh, just the size, faith the size of a mustard seed. The word of God say it doesn't take much. Oh, it doesn't take much faith. Oh, just the size, that's the size of a mustard seed. And all you have to do is believe.
Yeah.
Oh, prayer can move that. As the elders used to say, prayer can move mountains. Oh, yes, it can. Believe me, when you line your prayer up with the word of God and you begin to speak and declare God's word through your prayer, the word of God even teaches us to remind him of his word, to prove him. Oh, and you begin to line your words up. The word of God says that the power of life and death lie in the tongue. Well, guess what? You want to be able to see your life change. You want to be able to see your prayers answered. Go to God in faith. Yes, because without faith, the word says it's impossible to please him. We've got to have faith, as Elder Green shared. We've got to be committed, praise God, and putting God in that place of priority when we pray, praying with purpose. Minister Hilton, we thank you so much
yes,
for sharing those comments tonight. Is there another that would like to share in this discussion or have words of encouragement for the woman of God tonight? We're talking about praying with a purpose. Praying with a purpose. Oh, yes. There's nothing like coming to the throne of grace to know that we can come boldly through the blood of Jesus Christ, praying, communicating with our Heavenly Father. He's concerned about that which concerns you. All you have to do is bring it to the throne of grace, casting our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Yes, that's what the song says, praise God. Yes, we have one. Caller, your last four digits are 6769. Go right ahead, please.
I'd like to thank God for the woman of God tonight, for Elder Maddie Green, for bringing the word of God. I tell you, it was such a blessing to my soul. It was a blessing to know that when we pray, we need to pray with a purpose. Oh, glory
to
God. And it's also good to know that it's important for us to take time out of our busy schedules. Pray. Mm-hmm. Take time out for God. I tell you, it says in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, it says, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. It says, when we keep our communications open with God, he keeps his communication open with us. And I just thank God for the woman of God. And she also reminded us to don't put anything before God. Put things.
That's right.
Put God first. When we put God first, things will go the way he intended. Sometimes we want things to go the way we want. But when we pray and we ask God, things will go the way God intended. And we'll see down the line that it was the best way. It was the best way. And it's, I really enjoyed what she said about turning our worries over to God, that we shouldn't be worried. We shouldn't be bogged down with our problems and our situations, but we should take them before the Lord. I know one of my favorite verses is Deuteronomy 31:8. God said, it is I that goeth before thee. Be not afraid. He said, I will be with thee. And so we got to learn to trust, lean, and depend and trust in God, to let go and let God.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I just thank God for the woman of God and how David asked God not to remember his past sins. God says that when he forgives us our sins, he said he put them in the deep sea, that he remember them no more. And if somebody want to go scuba diving for our past sins, we should let them know that God has forgiven me, and I'm going forth in the name of Jesus. Also, I love the way the woman of God, Daniel, prayed believing. See, we have to pray believing that God will, that God can, that God will restore. And I can thank God for that tonight. I was truly blessed. And I ask y'all to continue to keep me and my family in prayer as we continue to let go and let God. May this ministry be blessed. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, for those powerful comments. And God bless you and those words of encouragement for the woman of God tonight. Yes, as Elder Strayhorn shared, that all you got to do is ask, believe, and ask and believe, and you will receive.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we serve such a mighty, mighty, wonderful, and powerful God. And when his word tells us that we just come to him and bring our petitions before him, whatever that might be, oh, God hears our prayers. Oh, yes, he does. And not only does he hear, but he leans over the balconies of heaven and he hears and answers.
Amen.
Because he's concerned with that which concerns us, praise God. He's a good, good father. Well, we have about 4 minutes, praise God, left into the broadcast. We don't want to omit the opportunity for salvation. If you're on this tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and you would like to be able to know him, just simply ask the Lord to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Acknowledge that he came and he lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and mine. And all you have to do is acknowledge that and say, Lord, come into my life for the rest of my life. Take charge of my life, because I believe that you lived, died, and was resurrected just for me, Father God. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, asking Jesus Christ to come into your life tonight, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Your name has been written down, yes, into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased, praise God. And we thank God for you. And we thank God that the word of God says it's but one turns from a way of sin. The angels in heaven are rejoicing on your behalf. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out tonight in prayer. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper if he would pray again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Elder Matty Green, for this powerful word. Thank you also, Minister Hilton and Elder Lisa Strayhorn, for your words of encouragement and comments tonight. Praise God. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Minister Jasper.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise and thank you for the woman of God to bring forth this powerful word of prayer with a purpose, Lord. Pray that you bless those that heard the word, Father, Lord, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only, Father. We pray for your manifestation of their life to increase with faith, increase with prayer, and increase with our purpose to draw closer now to God, Lord, with our giving, loving heart, Father, Lord. We pray that let your will be done. Pray for a prayer for those that are in need, Father, wherever they're on their mind, their heart, Father, Lord. Let it come to pass. Let it come to you, Father, Lord. Provide for them and for you to protect them and keep them close to your word, Father, and close to you, Lord. We pray and thank you for this day and for this time, Father. To all honor and glory belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God. Go forth and have an awesome week. And remember to continue to pray with purpose,
and
to
God be
all
the
glory. Have a wonderful week.
God,
we love
you,
and God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands.